Black holes are one of the most enduring mysteries of the universe. Even though we've observed them and taken a form of photograph of them, that only deepens the mystery. They are ambiguous regions of space-time where gravity reaches a point where it's so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape. Black holes run the entire gamut as far as size. They can be microscopic black holes that evaporate quickly, all the way up to supermassive black holes that, while enormous, if you go into their event horizons, you could never leave, yet you wouldn't immediately realize you had even entered a black hole. The event horizon is too large to know you passed the point of no return. Then there are the stellar mass black holes, which are the really angry ones that will spaghettify you as you get close to them. And finally, there are the hypothesized primordial black holes left over from the beginning of the universe that may or may not have already evaporated away, if they ever existed at all. It may be that the universe quite simply has always had black holes of various types, almost from the very start. And there are hypotheses out there that the universe itself is, in fact, a black hole, by virtue of the mathematics defining black holes being very similar to that defining a Big Bang singularity. But ultimately, no one knows the answer to that question. But the black holes we see now are also set to outlive most objects in the universe. When the universe reaches a very advanced age, things will be very different to what they are today. The very earliest this age will start is in a quadrillion years, very probably significantly longer. Black holes will be one of the longest-lived phenomena in the universe. Right now, we live in the age of stars in the universe, the so-called stellariferous era of the universe. There are stars everywhere, but they all have finite lives as active stars as we know them. Indeed, stars are still being born in the universe, but there will come a time when the stars will blink out. Star formation will cease, and that will eventually leave a universe predominantly of black holes, along with cooling white dwarfs, the centers of stars, brown dwarfs, and neutron stars, and various dead planets, cold rogue planets, rocks, and whatever is left. Black holes, however, have a different fate in store from the normal matter of the universe. The matter is hypothesized to eventually die from proton decay at the very end of the universe, known as the end of the degenerate era. Here, matter simply falls apart in the very extreme far future, and the matter of the universe simply disappears, for lack of a better description. It isn't settled in science as to whether the proton does actually decay. Nothing close to enough time has passed for us to even know. But if it does, everything will just sort of dissipate away, even the hypothesized iron stars at the very end point of the universe. But that still leaves the black holes. Often we tend to think of this future era of the universe as a boring place where there isn't much light left. The universe is so expanded that nothing is particularly close to much else, unless it's orbiting it, and so on, and everything is just waiting to disappear. But hidden in here is a phenomenon of the end days of the universe that actually, if one could see it, might be more interesting than is commonly known. It is the death period of the black holes themselves, when they are the only things left in the universe, a period known as the black hole era. The survival of a black hole depends on a constant influx of material. As long as they accrete more material from their surroundings, the black hole will persist. This is the infamous accretion disk, where a swirling hell of infalling material creates heat and radiation, especially X-rays, so intense and energetic that they can be detected from extreme distances. Indeed, the friction and thus the light from the accretion disk material falling in is one of the few ways you can observe a black hole, made famous by the black hole Gargantua from the film Interstellar. The event horizon is just a black shadow against the accretion disk, warping images around it as a halo, which is actually the back part of the accretion disk for the most part, its light warped around into visibility. But shut the faucet off on the infalling material and the black hole is left as a distortion in space-time that is evaporating, albeit very slowly. Conventional thinking is that when something falls into a black hole, that's it, it cannot ever return. And that is true to a degree, at least in a certain sense. But that viewpoint is based on general relativity, and we know that Einstein's famous theory actually breaks down at the level below the atom, in the realm of quantum mechanics. And there, a black hole's character changes a bit, in that in 1974, Stephen Hawking showed that on a quantum scale, Black holes actually do release material in a sense, but not quite. But they do it very, very slowly. So in the quantum realm, space actually isn't empty. It's full of vacuum fluctuations that appear as pairs of particles, often termed virtual particles, that have a particle and an antiparticle that just appear, and then annihilate, all over the universe. Energy cannot come from nothing in this case, so there will always be a particle and an antiparticle. But the event horizon of a black hole throws a wrench in this. If the pair of particles happens to appear at the event horizon, weird things happen. So the particle with negative energy can fall into the black hole, instead of mutually annihilating with its partner. This leaves the positive particle the possibility of not falling into the event horizon and heading out into the universe as a real particle. This is a form of radiation known as Hawking radiation. In a nutshell, here, the result is that the negative particle that fell back into the black hole actually reduces the black hole's mass by a tiny bit. But that adds up over immense amounts of time as the black hole evaporates. Immense is not a strong enough word here. An average for a supermassive black hole to evaporate is on the order of 1 with 100 zeros behind it years. Not a fast process by anyone's reckoning, even that of the lifetime of the Earth. But that's only so long as the black hole isn't accreting material. The influx of normal matter into a black hole will dramatically outweigh the loss to Hawking radiation in most cases. And the more massive the black hole, if it's not accreting, the longer it takes for it to evaporate. But the huge question here is what actually happens when a black hole runs out of material to accrete and really starts to evaporate? Well, the first answer is that it will lose mass. The strange thing here is that as it does so, the rate of particles escaping increases. And then, at the very bittermost end, something strange happens. This takes up the final fraction of a second of the life of a black hole. It will end its life in a huge flash of energy, and effectively, that's it. But oddly, it's not actually all that energetic of an event, or so it's thought. A supernova actually should have more energy than this, in some cases trillions of times more powerful. Once the last black hole dies, the final era of the universe begins, at least 10 to the 101st years in from the Big Bang, and it is known as the Dark Era. But there are mysteries there. We don't know how the Dark Era ends, and there is a huge wild card there, dark matter. We don't know what the aging of the universe does to dark matter. That comprises most of the universe, remember. We may end up with a universe where only part of it is dead. It's possible that further eras in the universe are in store for dark matter, nor is it known how it all ultimately ends. It's not even clear how long the universe can expand. Can it eventually get so large that, to put it in our terms, there would only be one subatomic particle sitting in a volume the size of the current observable universe? No one knows if there is some kind of hard stop in the distant far future, or if it's just completely open-ended, or if something reverses, or if another Big Bang occurs and repopulates the universe in a new iteration. All of these questions remain up in the air. But there is a weird possibility even at a very late stage for the universe. With the protons and neutrons gone, there will still be electrons in the universe, and every so often, an electron will annihilate with a random positron, even in the totally dark dead universe. For a fraction of a moment, just before they annihilate, the situation can hypothetically form an atom, but it's unlike any atom we commonly know. This is positronium. So there will be some kind of universe still persisting, though this interaction will be very rare. What happens ultimately, though, is debated. Some cosmologists think that the universe will effectively end in a big freeze, when there is simply no heat anywhere in the universe. Others think it may all eventually collapse back in on itself in a big crunch, effectively a reverse of the Big Bang. And that in itself may lead to another Big Bang, and that our current universe is just one of many iterations that have happened presumably since time immemorial. The problem with the big crunch, though, is dark energy, whatever it is. It's driving the expansion of the universe, and it's overpowering gravity, which might be what might pull the universe back into a new Big Bang scenario. Whether dark energy remains constant forever is yet another unknown, something we have absolutely no idea how to test. But its presence seems to support the idea of a big freeze. And it's always possible that we simply do not know enough about physics and the Big Bang itself to even have thought of how the universe might really end. With our theories today, we may be working with too few puzzle pieces to know for sure. And in a century, we may have entirely new ideas on how the cosmos might end. Thanks for listening. I'm futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently worried about the end of the universe. If it's the big freeze, far future humans are going to need decent jackets. Glad I'm early in the game, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular, in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.